From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on this day in Maine, Friday, June 12th, 2026. Plans to convert a former paper mill in Jay into a data center are on hold indefinitely, according to a town official. As Peter McGuire reports, the proposed development was at the center of a political tussle that gained national attention.
In a statement, town manager Shiloh Lafreniere says the company that was supposed to operate the data center for mill owner JGT2 redevelopment pulled out of the arrangement. Lafreniere says the owner is pursuing other interested parties, but future plans are as yet undetermined. This spring, the $550 million project became the focus of a bill to temporarily ban large data centers in Maine. Governor Janet Mills vetoed the measure because it would have jeopardized the Jay development. Mills was fiercely criticized by fellow Democrats for her decision. Data centers have become controversial nationwide because of their high electricity use and environmental impacts. In a statement, a mill spokesperson says she's disappointed the plan is on hold and remains committed to redeveloping the mill. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Peter McGuire.
The South Portland City Council voted last night to disable its 7 Flock cameras, which use artificial intelligence to scan and log license plate information. City officials said there was no evidence that data collected by the cameras were being misused, but some residents expressed concerns about who else has access to the data. And Councillor Misha Pride says he's concerned that other agencies could give access to federal immigration agencies.
It's not that these things are necessarily going to happen. It's that they could happen, and we have no control over it.
City officials say the cameras are no longer sharing data with Maine agencies and that contractors will remove the cameras as soon as possible. Federal immigration agents have detained another Cumberland County Jail corrections officer, the third in the last year. Billy Basikissa was arrested on Tuesday, according to a Department of Homeland Security spokesperson. Mufalo Chitam with the Maine Immigrants Rights Coalition says Basikissa leads a community organization that helps fellow Congolese immigrants get settled in Maine.
So you're taking away a very important, resource in their community.
DHS says Basikissa overstayed a visa and has a criminal history that includes domestic violence, but Cumberland County District Attorney Jackie Sartoris said in a written statement that her office filed no charges in that case after a prosecutor determined it was, quote, not a serious matter. The sheriff's office says Basikissa went through the same vetting process as all employees and had legal work authorization until 2030. Greeley High School in Cumberland is making changes to its athletic program following an internal Title IX audit that found evidence that girls' teams are disadvantaged compared to boys. In a presentation to the school board, Superintendent Jeff Porter cited the finding that girls' teams are getting less favorable gym and field times for practices and games.
So starting in the fall of 2025, we now have all of our scheduling is done collaboratively and collectively with all the coaches in that season who sit with the athletic director and do the scheduling together.
Porter says other changes will be implemented in the upcoming school year. The recently approved budget allocates additional funding to help ensure equity for sports teams. The city of Portland has launched its most comprehensive transportation study in 3 decades, dubbed Portland in Motion. City Planning Director Kevin Kraft says it will take a holistic view that includes the city's recent rezoning effort, which identified parts of the city that should see more dense development.
How do we enhance our public transportation system so that we can handle the density that we're hoping to achieve over the next 20 and 30 years as Maine and the region continue to grow? So they work in tandem.
Kraft says improvements to the Metro bus system will be the most efficient way to boost public transit overall, but biking and walking could also be a focus of the plan. A final report will be due next summer. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Join us tomorrow morning at 8 for Weekend Edition on Maine Public Radio. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.